This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Kara Murphy, Market Intelligence Manager at High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Kara, the continuing government shutdown last week cost the dairy industry the September milk production and cold storage reports, leaving the markets with a lot of uncertainty. We did get a report from China on its September dairy imports. Butter was one of the main takeaways.
Yeah, absolutely. Butter imports were really interesting in the month of September. They soared above 10,000 metric tons during the month for the first time ever. Now, of course, this year, China has been importing a lot of butter from New Zealand, and we saw those imports increase as well during the month. And New Zealand's market share is up to 84% of China's total butter import market. We're seeing more butter come into China from Argentina, the United Kingdom, and Denmark. Of course, this is really fascinating as well, as the U.S. butter market is maintaining such a significant discount to these other markets like Europe and New Zealand, but Chinese buyers just remain uninterested in U.S. product.
Well, that's a sad situation, but hopefully that turns around soon. What about cheese?
Cheese has been really interesting as well this year. You have to remember, China does have a free trade agreement with New Zealand, so their cheese imports have been really big this year, especially year to date. They're up 18%, almost 20% there. But some interesting things for China as well, as they did pick up more cheese from Australia and Denmark and France as well. There has been some interesting movements, though, in the dairy markets. As of October, we've seen European cheese prices have fallen below the U.S. on the European Energy Exchange. So this is going to change some things up in the global marketplace. New Zealand remains the highest in price right now, but we could see some shifts in cheese imports into the nation as these price disparities grow.
How about whey? I understand the U.S. is still supplying some whey needs to China.
Yeah, China buys a lot of U.S. whey. A lot of that whey is going into the hog feed market. So that's something big there. We did see shipments to China from the U.S. in September decline just a little bit, only 0.5%, 130 metric tons, not very much. It's still up. The big thing we're watching here, though, is that the Chinese government has mentioned to farmers that they want to reduce hog supplies as in regards to some of these falling hog prices, and they're cutting subsidies here. So going forward, we really want to pay attention to this market, as it's a big one for whey, and if the hog population in China starts to come down, we might see some of those whey shipments decline as well.
Thank you, Kara. Kara Murphy, Market Intelligence Manager at High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Another simple miracle moment with Hank and Laura.
So much to do and so little time to do it. If only we had more time. Or could it be that the problem is not our shortage of time, but maybe just too much to do?
If you feel like you'd like to get a better handle on how you spend your time, a great place to start is with a time budget. For 1 week, write down every task that you do and how long you spend doing it.
Now that you have an accurate log of how you spend your time, you can decide if you want to make changes. Americans spend an average of 5.5 hours on their cell phones and another 4.5 hours a day watching TV.
We all have the same amount of time every day, and you have the power to choose how you spend it. As you consider altering how you spend the most valuable thing that you have, consider this. Never let those things that matter most be at the mercy of those things that matter less.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.